Today's daf is Beitza Daf Hey. We are holding on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page, and we're going to get into today the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. We already discussed yesterday, very quickly, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, and why it is that we still observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. The Gemara is now going to get into the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and how the history of that played out, that we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and that's going to lead into a discussion of the concept of Dover Shebeminyan, Tzorech Minyan Acher Lahatiro, that once we have something that was voted on by the Chachamim, so we can't just undo it, even if the reason for the Gzera no longer applies. We need a Minyan Acher, we need another Bezin to come along and be Matir, the original Gzera of the original Bezin. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to explain why we have three different sources for this concept of Tzorech Minyan Acher La'atiro, and then the Gemara is going to ask a question, the idea that the Yitzhar of the Beitza that's Nolada on the first day of Rosh Hashanah being Aser on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is a Dover Shebeminyan at all. It's going to question whether that's really true, that would be considered a Dover Shebeminyan. And then the Gemara is going to quote several Amoraim that hold like the Shita of Rav Yosef. We're going to see Rav Yosef and Amud Aleph and several other Amoraim and Amud Beis that a Beitza is Aser on the second day of Rosh Hashanah even after Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. We're going to have to see what Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was and how that played in as well, that he was Mesakin to be Mekabel Eidus HaChodesh all day long on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So we left off at Itmar, getting into Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. But before we get into Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, we just mentioned a couple of things yesterday that bear a little bit of discussion. Rav Asi, we mentioned, was Sfukei Mesafke Levavet HaChalachum Rav HaChalachum. Since Rav Asi was not sure whether to treat the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios as one Kedusha or two Kedushos, so he was machmir in both directions, and he would actually say Havdalah in between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, but he would Beit Shnol Bazeh, he would hold was Aser on the other day. So the Ritva raises this question: how could Rav Asi be knowing Misafik Luchumra to say Havdalah Adraba when he's Mevarich, he's Nichnas Pesafik Brach Shin Itzricha? That's a violation of the Sisa, so he should have been machmir not to say the Bracha of Havdalah. Havdalah is a Bracha. Safik, if you have a Safik Brachos, we're always Mekel on the Safik Bracha. So he's going to be machmir to say Havdalah. So the Ritva says he didn't say a Bracha of Havdalah. He was Mavdil. We say Havdalah in three different ways. There's Havdalah just by saying Baruch Mavdil Mekol Shachal. There's Havdalah Betfila. And then there's Havdalah with the Bracha. So he was Mavdil Betfila, and he was Chosim the Bracha with the Bracha of Yom Tov. So there's no Bracha Levatalah. And that's what the Shita Mekbetzes writes similarly, that Rav Asi made the Bracha of Havdalah. It was Chosim Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Chol or Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Chomer LeKodesh HaKal. So it's not a stira to the Bracha of Kiddush that he's going to say to even say Havdalah. The Ritva also says that since Midaraisa Yom Tov Sheni is Chol Gomer L'Divrei HaKal and it's Royal Havdalah, it's not a violation of Bracha Levatalah, because Yisrael Bracha Levatalah is an Yisrael Midrabanan according to Rabbi Natam. Chiv Havdalah Ben Kodesh Chol is a Chiv Daraisa. So the Daraisa, Chiv of Havdalah would beat out the Darabanan concern of Bracha Levatalah. To say Hashem's name totally in vain in the context of a Shavua, so that certainly is a Nisa Daraisa. To say it in vain outside of the context of a Bracha, so that may be Daraisa. To say it in the context of a Bracha is most likely not a Nisa Daraisa. That's most likely Nisa Drabanan. That's one. The other issue over here is in the Leket HaKemach, he says that when he was in the city of Provence, he was asked about a Maisa Shahaya, about a Ben Eretz Yisrael who was a guest by Ben Chutzlar, it's a Motzai Shvi Shal Pesach, and they only had one revius of wine, and the Ben Eretz Yisrael needed to say Abdallah, and the Ben Chutzlar needed to say Kiddush. Who should get that revius of wine? So he said that since it's Efshet to say Kiddush on bread, but you can't do Abdallah on bread, so the Ben Eretz Yisrael should get the coast to say Abdallah, and the Ben Chutzlar should say Kiddush on bread. So in Shelis Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, Chelik Aleph, Sim Kuf Samaches, disagrees, and he says that the Ben Eretz Yisrael should not say Havdalah at all, because Havdalah is not, the whole purpose of Havdalah is only for Heter Malacha. That's why we say Havdalah. So he says, since it's still going to be Asher for the Ben Eretz Yisrael to do Malacha anyway, because he's in Chutz Laaretz, so he's not going to be allowed to do Malacha anyway, meaning his davening will be a chol davening, but he's still not going to be allowed to do malacha because he's around all these people that are not allowed to do malacha, so there's no point in doing Havdalah. Havdalah is only a matir for malacha. So Rabbi Tzal Stern in his Shuvas and Bitzal Chachma, Chelek Aleph Simon Chav Bey just points out that one could disagree with Rabbi Yaakov Emden on a couple of points over here. First of all, to say that Havdalah is not going to be matrim to do malacha, that's not really true. The Gemara in Pesachim Dafin Beis and the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Tav Tzadivav Sif Gimel is that if you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz and he plans on going back to Eretz Yisrael, it's only also for him to do malacha b'makom yishuv, where there are other people around. But if there's no one else around, he is allowed to do malacha. So his Havdalah will be matrim to do malacha. And second of all, this idea that Havdalah is tali in the heter malacha, and whenever you're not going to be mutter to do malacha, you might as well not do Havdalah. So it sounds not that way from our Gemara, because Rav Ashi was Mavdil Matzah Yom Tov Rishon, even though he was Machmir to keep Yom Tov Sheni. So you see that he was still saying Avdallah. There is a din that you're not allowed to do Malacha until you say Avdallah. Yeah, Avdallah is a matir for doing Malacha. That's fine. There is such a din. But that doesn't mean that in the absence of a Heter Malacha that you're not going to have a Chi of Avdallah. It doesn't go in the other direction also. And our Gemara seems to be a very strong Raya that it doesn't go in the other direction. Rav Asi was still going to have an Isser Malacha. And nevertheless, he said Avdallah. One final point, we mentioned at the end that Hashad the Adina Mekviya the Yarcha, my time Avdina Treyami, Mishum Deshalchum Itami Zoru Beminagav Seichem Biadechem. That the reason that we keep two Yom Tovim, the reason we keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, is Minagav Seichem Biadechem. We're keeping up the Minagav Seichem. So all the Rishonim ask, Yom Tov Sheni is only a Minag, it's not Medina. So how can we say all these brachos and Tefillah and Kiddush? You're not supposed to make a bracha on a Minag. We learned that in Sukkot, Daf Mem Dalid, that Ivo have a Kim the Kamedra. That when he did Chibur Arava, he didn't say a bracha because he held it was only a minig, and you don't say a bracha on a minig. So the whole Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios is a minig. And our second Seder in 2 weeks from less, soon, very soon, at our second Seder, we're going to be saying a bracha v'alachilis matzah, a bracha v'alachilis marer, and a kiddush, and all these brachos, but it's all the minig. How are we allowed to do it? So Shidu Mekubetza says that in Yom Tov Sheni, the Takanas Chacham was that they were miyasid to be noeh ki Yom Tov l'chol devarav. That was the minhag. The minhag was to treat it 100% like Yom Tov, both beis and malacha, and with brachos, and with tefilos. So the brachos are part of the minhag. It's not that we're making a bracha on a minhag. The minhag is to say those brachos. That was included in the minhag. Rabbi Natam is quoting Tosis and Erech and Daf Yiram Aleph that were mevarich on a minhag. Like in our sugi is a raya that were mevarich on a minhag. All the mitzvos hayom of Yom Tov Sheni, we are a minhag and we're mevarich. Aye, what do you do with the Gemara in Sukkah? It says we're not mevarich on a minhag. So that's because it's tiltul bialmei. Says that's not a such a strong action that the person is doing. But over here, we're going to be eating matzah and eating marar and observing Yom Tov. So maker adin, we are mevarich on a minhag. Tosas Masechah Sukkah also deals with the question and says that the minhag of Yom Tov Sheni is not like minhag arava. The fact that we don't make a bracha on chibat arava is because you can't say v'tzivanu because there is no tzivoy at all. It's purely a minhag. But kiddush, brachos of Yom Tov, we don't say v'tzivanu anyway. So therefore, you're allowed to say the bracha. The whole problem with saying a bracha on a minhag is the same problem that the Balei Tosfos have, that the Rambam rather has with women saying a bracha mitzvah shazman grama. That how could you say v'tzivanu when there is no tzivoy, when you're not commanded in doing it? But to say kiddush, to say the tefilos, so there is no v'tzivanu. That wouldn't answer the alachilas matzah and the alachilas marar that we say at the Seder, but it would answer all the other brachas that we say in the context of kiddush and tefillah. Then the Rana Masechah Sukkah says that you can't compare what we say in our sugi about Yom Tov Sheni, Zor b'minag avaseichem yodechem, to the minag neviim of chibat arava. By arava, they were not misakin b'toras chiyuv at all. It was totally b'toras minag. Takonas Yom Tov Sheni was takonah gemurah that the chamim required us to continue and to be knowing Yom Tov Sheni because of a chashash shemiyachzor davar l'kilkulo. So that's really takonas chachamim. We just use the expression minag avaseichem yodechem, but it's not really a minag. It's a takana. It's an absolute takana. It's an absolute requirement. So that's why we say a bracha on this minag, because it's not really a minag. Chibur Arava is purely minag. So something that's purely minag, well, we won't say a bracha on. Those are the different approaches to how to deal with this minig of seichem biyadechem. Let's see weiter now in the Gemara. So Itmar, three lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Shneiyam tam shorash shana. If you have, this is the third case where Rav takes a stand on two consecutive days of Kedusha, whether the beitza that's nolda bezeh is asura bezeh, and we said on the top of Dalet Amud Beis that Rava paskins like Rav in Bahani Tlas Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra, in all three of these cases. So here we are with the third case, Shneiyam Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shmuel Damri Travayu, Nolda Bezeh Asura Bezeh. Both Rav and Shmuel agree that if it's Nolda Bezeh Asura Bezeh, that a Beitza that's Nolad on first day of Rosh Hashanah is usher to be metaltal and to eat on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Ditnan, Barishonai, because and the background is the following Mishnah, which gives us a little bit of history of how 2 days of Rosh Hashanah came about. Barishonai, Mekabelin Eidus HaChodesh Kolayom. It used to be that they would be Mekabel Eidus HaChodesh the entire day, the entire 30th day of Elul, which is what we call the first day, which would have been the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So they stopped doing Malacha for that entire day, and there would be Mekabel Eidus whenever the Eidus came to say that that day was in fact Rosh Hashanah. So, and there would be Mekadish the Chodesh Bo Bayom to say that that day was Rosh Hashanah. Pamachas Nishtahu Edim Lavo, but one time the Edim were delayed in coming, Viniskalkalu Halavim Bashir, and the Levium messed up the Shir because the Edim came so late. What does it mean the Levium messed up the Shir? So Rashi points out, Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim, together with the carbon Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim, they sang a Shir, Shamr Bo Shira Shal Chol, so the Levium sang Shira Shal Chol because they saw that the Edim didn't come, it was ready time for Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim. Edim weren't here yet, it must be that today's not Rosh Hashanah. So they said a regular weekday Shir, and then the Edom showed up and it turned out that it was really Rosh Hashanah. So that's why that was the mess up. So says Rashi, it took till the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim to mess up. What about the Tamid Shel Shachar? Tamid Shel Shachar, they had no idea whether Edom were going to come or not. So he says, Shel Shachar ain't toast. The Tamid Shel Shachar afilu hukta shachodesh kodem akravaso shir shel chol hayomrim lefisha barov hashanah min Edom marim lovo kol kach. No one had any expectation that Edom would get there before the Tamid Shel Shachar. Even if Edom did get there before the Tamid Shel Shachar, since there was never an expectation that that would happen, it was kavua that they would always say a Shir Shel Chol by the Tamid Shel Shachar on the 30th day of Elul. So there is no messing up in the Shir. It was always messed up. Meaning, whenever the Edom came, it was understood that the Shir of Tamid Shel Shachar was going to be a weekday Shir. That is how Rashi understands. Tosos raises the question, Vehikshar Abeinu Peretz, about 6 lines into the skinny lines in Tosos, Vayika Kilkul Gabi Musafin. Forget about messing up the Shir. There's a bigger problem. If they already brought the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim on the 30th day of Elul, and then Edom come and say, oh, guess what? Today is Rosh Hashanah. Well, if today is Rosh Hashanah, you need to bring a Karban Musaf. There's only one problem. There's a din, Aleha Hashleim Kolar Karbanus Kulan, that Vayikdir Aleha Chalvei Hashlamim, we darshin that the last Karban brought each day in the base of Mikdash has to be the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So if they have already brought the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, and then the Edom show up, what are they going to do about Karban Musaf? Now they first discover that they have to bring a Karban Musaf, but it's too late. They already brought the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Shouldn't that be a bigger problem than getting the wrong Shir? So Tosfos says three different approaches to answer this question. Number one, he says, V'tiret stafilu lo bo'u al da'achar akravas ha-tamid mikol makom ha-musaf and kraven deicha delo ef shashayni. That the halacha is that even if Edom come after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, we sacrifice the din, the aseda hashlama, the din of Allah, Hashem kol karbonos kulam, that Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim has to be the last karbon, because musaf is more important. We bring the karbon musaf even after Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, when there is no other option. Meaning that halacha, that Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim has to be the last karbon, is only when it's possible to make it the last karbon. But it's not possible if you still have to bring a karbon musaf and you didn't learn about it, and you didn't know about it till now. Just like the Gemara in Tamid Nishchan, in the 5th parakh, Maseches Pesachim tells us that if you have a Mechusar Kippurim on Erev Pesach, after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim is brought, he can bring his karbon from Mechusar Kippurim. What's a Mechusar Kippurim? A guy who was Tameh, and he already went to the mikveh, he's got everything going for him, but he's not going to be allowed to eat kachim until he brings a karbon. So his last step in his Torah process is bringing a karbon. Now here's the problem, it's Erev Pesach, so we have a lot of Pesach discussion for a non-Pesach daf. It's Erev Pesach. He's got to eat the Korban Pesach that night. He's not allowed to eat a Korban until he brings his other Korban. But we already brought the Tomei Shel Berin Abayim on Erev Pesach. So do we allow him to bring his personal Korban to be Matirim to eat? So the halacha is yes, that a Mechusik Kippurim is allowed to, because when you have no other option, so we forget about the Aseid Hashlama. We say, okay, so something's going to have to come after the Tomei Shel Berin Abayim. It's not so pasha. The Gemara in Pesachim over there has significant machlokas about whether we're really sacrificing the Aseid Hashlama, or maybe there's a way for Mechusik Kippurim to bring his carpet that doesn't violate the Aseid Hashlama. But anyway, that's one approach in Tosos. Second approach in Tosos is Vodi Hashlama, Da Asi Aseid Rabim, V'dachi Aseid Hashlama, Mishum Da Alim Tfei, Da'achi Amrin B'tam Nishcha, Da'asi Aseid Pesach, Da'anosh Kares, V'dachi Aseid Hashlama, Da'ino Anosh Kares. That the Korban Musaf is an Aseid Rabim and is more important than the Aseid Hashlama, meaning the Aseid Hashlama is also an Aseid Rabim. I'm not sure what makes it more important than the Aseid Hashlama, but it's very similar to the idea that the Aseid of Korban Pesach is more important than the Aseid Hashlama. The Gemara says over there that the reason you're allowed to bring Korban Pesach after the Tomei Shel Berin Arba'im is Korban Pesach is an Asei Sheyesh Bo Kares. There's Kares, or the reason of Mechusa Kippurim, one of the reasons of Mechusa Kippurim can bring his Korbanos after the Tomei Shel Berin Arba'im is because he's not going to be able to eat the Pesach otherwise, and that's an Asei Sheyesh Bo Kares. So that beats out the Aseid Hashlama. So this Aseid Rabim also beats out the Aseid Hashlama. And then he quotes a third approach that he's not so pleased with. V'yeshma Farshim Demei Kara Aisu Atamid Umasnu, that maybe when they brought the Korban Tamid on the 30th day of Elul, not yet knowing whether that day is going to be Rosh Hashanah, maybe they brought it out tonight. And they said as follows, Im lo yavau edim yehei tamid. If Edim don't come and today really turns out to be a weekday, good, let this be the Korban Tamid. Vim yavau yehei min amusafin. And if Edim come, then let this be one of the Korbanos Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Va'achar kach yaviyu satamid v'shar Korbanos. And then they would bring the other Korbanos. Once when the Edom came, they would then bring the other Korbanos that they needed to bring and a new Korban Tamid. But says Tosfos V'lo Nehira, Dika Behedya Asam Damru Shir Shalchal Im Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. It says explicitly that they said the Shir Shalchal together with the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So it's hard to say that it was really maybe not the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, that the whole thing was all tonight. So what happened was they used to be Mekabel Eitz HaKodesh all day long, and one year the Leviim messed up in the Shir because of it. In the Skalkal Alvim Shir, they sang the Shir Shal Chol together with the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, and then the Edim came, so they made a new Takana. Hiskinu Shelo Yimakabel Nes Edim El Ada Mincha. They decided to put a limit on how long Edim can come for. They said, we're only going to be Makabel Edim until Mincha. V'imbo Edim in a Mincha L'mala, and if Edim would come after Mincha, Nogin Osa Yom Kodesh Ulamachra Kodesh. Meaning, Edim come after Mincha and tell you, guess what? Today was really Rosh Hashanah. They would still observe the next day as Rosh Hashanah as well. They would be knowing that day as Kodesh, as well as the next day as Kodesh as well. They would still observe the next day of Rosh Hashanah. As Rashi points out, you see that initially when they made the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it was B'toras Vada, it was not B'toras Safek. Meaning, why would they do the second day of Rosh Hashanah even after Edim came and told you B'toras Vada, that today was Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is not Rosh Hashanah, they would still observe another day of Rosh Hashanah. Not because they were mesupik that tomorrow might be Rosh Hashanah, just because they would observe, because they made that din, that we're not being mekabel Edim, min ha-mincha l'mayla. So Edim would come, and in Achinami they would start counting the calendar from the earlier day, but nevertheless, the observance of that second day was B'toras Vada, it wasn't B'toras Safek, and therefore it's Kedusha Achas. So that's what we're trying to prove over here, that it's one long day of Kedusha, it's not a Sveika Diyoma, that one of these days is Kodesh and the other one isn't. No, it was a Takana to treat it like Kedusha Achas, like one long day of Yantif. So Beit HaShnol Bazeh is going to be Asura Bazeh. Now, there is a discussion, the Rashi and Tosfos, as we pointed out, explained that the kilkel of the Leviim Bashir was in the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, that was in the shir that went with the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, that they sang a shir of Chol. The Rambam explains differently. He says the kilkel was not Bashir at all. It was in that they couldn't bring the Korban Musaf, which is what Tosfos Kasha was. Why isn't that the kilkel? The Rambam says that Taka was the kilkel. Everyone points out the Rambam is against the Gemara, because the Gemara says the kilkel was Bashir. It wasn't in the Korban Musaf. But be that as it may, from Rashi and Tosfos, it seems that Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im clearly had a shir shir, that there was a shir shal yom, and it was a different shir shal yom for a weekday and for a yantif, that they would sing by the Talmud Shel Ben Arba'im. So the Torah raises just a very fundamental question in Siman Kuflam Beis and Aruch Chaim. Why don't we say every single morning, every single morning we do say shir shal yom, why don't we say shir shal yom by mincha also? The shir shal yom is apparently what accompanies the Karban Talmud. There are two Karban Talmuds every day. Says the Torah, we say Pitum HaKtoras both by Shachris and by Mincha. Doesn't everybody do that? So if you say Pitum HaKtoras both by Shachris and by Mincha, because there are two Pitum HaKtoras, because there's Ktoras twice, so you're going to say the Talmud. You should say the Talmud both by Shachris and by Mincha. Why is it that we don't say the Shir rather by Mincha? So that's the kash of the Torah. So the Torah says very cryptically, Lefi Shazem Mitzvaso Baboker Ubaerev Zelohayim Mitzvaso El Baboker. Unclear what he means by that. What do you mean? No, it is Baboker Barav. That was the whole point. So it's not so clear what the Torah means. They point out that's what all the Achronim are bothered. What's he talking about? So they say that that they would say a shir by the Talmud Shel Ben Arba'im, but maybe that wasn't ma'akev the carbon. Maybe that's what he means, mitzvaso. That the Pidum HaKtoras is ma'akev both in Shachris and Mincha. Maybe the shir that went with the Talmud, with the carbon Talmud Shel Ben Arba'im was not ma'akev. So that could be the difference why it is that we don't say Shir Shal Yom by Mincha. Okay, so says the Gemara. So then it wasn't such a big mistake if it was not Ma'akev, okay? So Amar Rabba, mitakarnas Rabbi Yochanan, maybe to say the wrong one is worse than not saying one at all. So Amar Rabba, mitakarnas Rabbi Yochanan zakeh ve'elech beitza muteres. So Rabba says that once, even though Rabba and Shmuel both said that beitza shenolad on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also on the second day, once Rabbi Yochanan zakeh came along and made his takana, so then a beitza became muter from one day to the other. Ditnan, what was his takana? Rabbi Yochanan zakeh made lots of takanas after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Mishacharv Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai should be mekablin Eidus HaChodesh kol hayom. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that they should be mekabel Eidus HaChodesh all day long after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. As Rashi points out, mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shehichzer adavar liyoshna lekabel Eidus kol hayom lekadesh hayom, meaning they would be mekabel Eidus even very late in the day and declare that day as Rosh Hashanah still. Nimtza she'ein beizin So what they went back to was having a system where they didn't do 2 days of Yantif in Beis Din. If the Eidim came 5 minutes before the end of Lamed Elul, that Lamed Elul was Rosh Hashanah, and the next day was not Rosh Hashanah. So they didn't have. So, and those who kept Shnei Yamim, it was only Misafik. It's only because they didn't find out about the Kiddush HaChodesh in time. So if the whole thing is only Misafik, so then it goes back to being a Sfeika D'Yoma. A Sfeika D'Yoma, Beitza Shnolda Bazeh is going to be Muteris Bazeh, because it's two separate Kedushos. So that's why after the Takaras of Riochim and Zakkai, now a Beitza is Muter from one day to the other, because it's two separate Kedushos. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says, but what are you talking about? How can you say that it all changed back after the Takar of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and now a Beit Shmuel Bezeh is Mutaris Bezeh, but Rav Shmuel Dar Mitarvei Beit Asura. Rav and Shmuel both lived after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and they both say that if an egg is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's also on the second day. Amalei Amina Lachanah Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Vata Amritli Rav Shmuel. I'm telling you what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says. You're going to bother me with Rav and Shmuel? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is a Tana. So the Rav Shmuel Kasha Masis. Yeah, what we meant to ask is, what are Rav and Shmuel going to do with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? That it's a problem, it's a kasha. So lo kasha, halan v'halahu. That maybe it's not a kasha at all. That in Eretz Yisrael, when they saw once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said we should start being mekabel Eidus HaChodesh even very late into the day, enochinami, in Eretz Yisrael it became two kedushos, and mele beitza shenolda bezeh is mutar bezeh. But in Chutz La'aretz it never changed. The halacha never changed from the way it was that they would keep 2 days. So just like they kept 2 days b'toras vaday previously, we view that as a hemsheikh of the original minhag. So in Bavel they're still keeping 2 days, and we consider it to be b'toras vaday, and that's what Rav and Shmuel are talking about in Bavel. So that is the opinion of Rabba. Again, Rabba holds that after Takanos Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, at least in Eretz Yisrael, it changed. Now it's a Sveika Diyoma, and a Beit Shnol Debezez Muteres Bezeh. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef, however, holds, and we have several other Amoraim and Amud Beis that agree with Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef holds Afmi Takanos Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai Ve'elach, Beitza Asura, that even after Takanos Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, it remains that a Beitza that's Nolda on Yom Tov Rishon of Rosh Hashanah is also on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. My timer, why? Now it's a Sveika Diyoma. Why should it be that it's still Asur? Have a davar shebe minyan, they call davar shebe minyan, sorach minyan nachal atiro. That's the primary sugya of this daf. The concept of davar shebe minyan, that whenever you have a davar shebe minyan, whenever you have something that's a gezera, that's made by everybody, that's made by the gedolei chacham, made by a great beisdin, you need another beisdin to undo the gezera, even if the time of the gezera or the time of the takana no longer applies. So they made this din that beitza shnolda bezeh is asura bezeh because it was one kedusha. So even when it went back to being two kedushos, they maintain the same din that is still going to be asir. In Chashuk Echemer of Zilberstein points out that the Gedolei Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael in the year Tafshin Nun Aleph during a time of war were masakin that everyone should say three prakim of Tehillim after davening. So they wanted to know, can they stop this minhag? Do they need an official proclamation to stop the minhag? So they said, yes, Rav Eliyashiv, and Rav Eliyashiv said several reasons to continue saying the Tehillim, and one of the things he says, Beit Sadafei, called Davar Shem Minyan, Tzarech Minyan Nachal Atiro. Rashi says, even if something happens, that now you could be Marbo Heter and say that the original Takana shouldn't apply, it's still Asur until you're Matir it, B'Kibbutz Chachamim. So, what Rashi is referring to is something we're going to talk about later in this daf, in a few lines from now, that the takana of bringing Kerem Revai to Yerushalayim was all la'atar shuk Yerushalayim beperos. The reason why we're not poded for money and bring it within a certain distance of Yerushalayim, you can't just be poded for money and bring the money to Yerushalayim, you got to bring the fruits, is because we want the streets of Yerushalayim full of fruits. And nevertheless, even after the Churban, when we're not interested in decorating the streets of Yerushalayim for the Gaib, the takana still applied, unless you have another basin to undo it. So Rav Eliyashiv thought that would still apply. Now, l'chora, one could argue that there's a big difference between a davar shebe minyan with the Takana and the Gezerah of Zilberstein points out, but made by Chachmei Ashas and the Takana Davar Shebe Minyan made by the Eidei Charedus, that there could be a very, very big difference between the two. But okay, but that was one of Rav Eliyashiv's Svaras to continue saying the Tehillim. So anyway, so that's why the Rav Yosef's Shita is that even after Takana Shebe Yochanan ben Zakkai, still a Beitza Shnol de Bezeh is going to be a Sura Bezeh. Amar Rav Yosef Minam Minilas. Rav Yosef says, where do I get this concept of davar shebe minyan that you need minyan achal la'atiro? Said the chsiv, because the pasuk says lechem or lahem shuvu lechem la'alechem, that Hashem had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael that after Matan Torah everyone's allowed to go back home, everyone's allowed to go back to their wives. So because there was an original takana not to be with their wives in preparation for Matan Torah, even though now Matan Torah happened already, so you would think it was assumed, of course you're going to go back to your wives. No, you need minyan achal la'atiro. Kodesh Baruch Hu had to dafka make another takana that now you can go back. Otherwise, the original takana, even though the reason's not there, the original takana would have stuck. Now, Tosos points out over here that there are those that wanted to say that even if you make a cherim up until a certain time, and he gives the example, charam el shosim lizman ad Pesach. I don't know why he gives that example, but a cherim that you make until, let's say, until Pesach, so you even included a time frame in the original cherim, still, when the time comes, the cherim doesn't just go away on its own. You need a minyan achal atiro. He says, how do I know this? Why do people want to say that? Where do they get that idea from? Because over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them to have tashmish because of Matan Torah. So it was clearly with a time frame of 3 days, that once the Matan Torah happens, so then the 3 days are up, and then it's going to be mutter. And still he needed to be matered for them. He needed to say, shuvu lechem la'alechem. He didn't just rely on the fact that he gave it time frame. So that's what some want to bring a raya for. Says Tosos Velohi, it's not a good raya. Dahacha in kan shum zman. Over here, it's not that Hashem said that you're going to be Aser B'Tashmish for 3 days. He's saying you're going to be Aser B'Tashmish now because in 3 days from now there's going to be Matan Torah. But he never put a time frame on what the Aser B'Tashmish was. So therefore, you need a Minyan Achal Atiro. But had he actually put a time frame on the original Iser, then maybe Rabbi Enochinami, you would not have required a minyan achar la'atira. So Tosfos is not convinced by the raya, but it's an interesting raya. Okay, so that's one of the potential sources for the concept of davshe minyan tzarich minyan achar la'atira. Ve'omer, back in the Gemara, a second possible source, v'mshoch hayovel heme yalu vahar, that for a while animals were not allowed to go on Har Sinai, v'mshoch hayovel, then the animals are allowed to go back on Har Sinai. They have to make special takana. And also, Tanan, Kerem Revai Haya Olu Yerushalayim, a third source, Kerem Revai Haya Olu Yerushalayim, Mahalich Yomecha L'Kol Tzad. They made a special takana that even though technically speaking, if you have Kerem Revai, you have grapes from the fourth year since you planted the vines that have a din of Meiser Sheni, technically speaking, if you don't want to schlep up all those grapes to Yerushalayim, you could exchange it for money and just bring the money instead to Yerushalayim. But they made a takana that if you live within a one day's journey of Yerushalayim, you cannot be poded for money. We want as much fruit in Yerushalayim as possible. It makes Yerushalayim very beautiful. La'ater shuki Yerushalayim beperos. So you got to bring the fruit itself to Yerushalayim. Vizu hi tchuma. And if you want to know how far is a one day's journey from Yerushalayim, here it is in every direction. Eilat min adorim, akravas min atzafon, lud min amarav, v'yardin min amizrach. Similar to like at the beginning of Masechus Gittin, where we discuss different boundaries in all the different directions. So these are the boundaries of the one day journey to Yerushalayim. What's the reason for this? In order to decorate the markets of Yerushalayim with fruits, makes it beautiful. That Reb Lazar had Kerem Revai within a one day's journey of Yerushalayim, and he wanted to be mafkirit for aniyim. Let them bring it to Yerushalayim because it was too much of a schlep for him to bring it to Yerushalayim. So he was going to be mafkir all of these fruits, so the aniyim will take it, and then for the aniyim it's worth it. For the aniyim it's not too much of a schlep because they're going to get all this food, they're going to get all these grapes, so it's worth it for them to schlep it all the way to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So that's what his plan was. Amrlo Talmidav. So his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, kvar nimnu alecha chavirecha vitiruhu. This takana that you're not allowed to be poded for money, that it no longer applies. All of your chaverim got together and they were matir that takana. They undid that takana because once we don't need to be matir the shukir Yerushalayim beperos anymore. Because after the churban, we don't want to be matir the shukir Yerushalayim for the guy more there. So they were matir this takana. You're allowed to take the fruits themselves. Apparently, there was still no ikerim revai, but they were matir this takana. You're allowed to take the money. You don't have to take the fruits themselves. So man chaverecha. By the way, who are his chaverim that they're referring to? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that it was a takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is one of the takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made after the Churban. That after the Churban, he said, no more, you no longer have to bring the peros to Yerushalayim. So, taima de nimnu, halo nimnu lo. But you see clearly, even after the Churban, the takana would have still been intact had it not been that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got to come together to outvote the takana. So you see that a davar shev minyan, tzarich minyan acher, la'atiro, that you need another minyan to be matir. The our Gemara tells us this part of the story. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah adds a little bit more. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis says that the Gemara asks that we said who was the chavero of Reb Lazar? It was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the Gemara says chavero. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not the chaver of Reb Lazar. He was Rabbo. He was his Rebbe. How could the Talmud of Reb Lazar say chaverecha were matir? It's not chaverecha. It's Rabcha is matir. So the Gemara over there says that these were Talmidim, and it's lav orachara lemeimer l'rabbe Rabcha. You don't say to a Rebbe, your Rebbe. You don't when you speak to a Rebbe, you speak b'derech chavod. So you don't refer to people who are on top of him, who are above him. So Rav Zilberstein points out in Chashukei Chemer over here that so we see this midah of Derech Eretz, and you have a similar idea in the Gemara Chulin Daf Kuf Lam Zayin and Beis, that when Isi Barhini went from Bavel, they asked Rabbi Yochanan Man Reish Sidra B'Bavel, who's the guy in charge? And so they said Abba Aricha, and they didn't say Rav. And the Chassam Sofer explains that Isi didn't want to call him Rav in front of Rabbi Yochanan because you don't want to call anyone else the Rebbe or the Rav in front of your own Rebbe. That's the rule. The Taz in Yarder, Rishman Beis of Kadin Yudalid, writes in the name of the Bach that Matsasi Kishemaskirin Rabbo Shaladim Befan of Kilu Chavero, Ein Sarich Limchos Velomar Eino Chavero El Rabbo, that he says that the Bach suggests that if someone If let's say you're the Rebbe, and one of your Talmidim says your Rebbe's name, but he refers to your Rebbe as your Chaver, you don't have to correct him, and you don't have to say, no, he's not my Chaver, he's my Rebbe. And the Raya is from here, because they refer to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as Rabbi Elazar's Rebbe, and Rabbi Elazar didn't correct him. Rabbi Elazar didn't say, whoa, not Chaverecha, he's my Rebbe, he's not my Chaver. So the Chidah just points out that our Gemara is not really such a good Raya, because our Gemara might have just been proper chinuch for the Talmud not to correct him, because the Talmud is not allowed to refer to, when he's talking to his Rebbe, to refer to someone else as the Rebbe, to refer to the Rebbe's Rebbe as the Rebbe. But maybe if it's not your Talmud, if it's someone that just comes over to you and talks about your Rebbe as if he's a chaver of yours, maybe then you do have to correct him. So he's not convinced by the Box Raya that you have no responsibility to correct a person. Maybe you have no responsibility to correct the Talmud, because you have to be mechanich the Talmud and have to be mechabed his Rebbe. So you don't have to correct the Talmud. But to correct somebody else who refers to your Rebbe as a chaver, maybe that you would have to, maybe that a person would have to correct. Okay, so it says Gemara Maiva Omer. We have three different proofs that when you have a davar shel minyan, tzarich minyan nachal atiro. Why three proofs? What does each one add that the previous one didn't already teach us? Salchi kamer. This is what we mean to say as follows. Michti. Ksiv hayu nechonim l'shoshes yamim al tikshu elisha. It says that you should prepare for 3 days and not be with your wives in advance of matan Torah. Then lechem mor lehem shuvu lechem la lechem lamali. So why does the Kodesh Baruch then have to come back later and say, okay, everyone, go back to your tents, go back to your wives? So shema minyan kol davar sheminyan tzarich minyan achar la'atiro. That was raya number one, that whenever you have a davar sheminyan, you need a minyan achar la'atiro. V'chi tema, and if you're going to say l'mitzvah sona hu da'asa, no, maybe that pasuk of shuvu lachem la'alechem is not because you needed something to be matir going back to the wives. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a mitzvah sona. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanding a new mitzvah, that you should know there's a mitzvah called mitzvah sona, and that's what the pasuk is teaching me, not to undo the original takon. Of course you go back to your wives after matan Torah, that was understood, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a mitzvah over here. So lest one say that and think that we cannot learn minyan achal atiro from here, so tashma, I'll bring you another raya that a davar shel minyan is tzarich minyan achal atiro, namely b'mishoch hayovel hemi yalu v'har. So michti ksiv, pasuk already says gam atzon v'abakar al yiru el mul ahar ha, el mul ahar hahu. Pasuk already says that you're not allowed to have animals up on Har Sinai b'mishoch hayovel lomeli. So why does it have to say b'mishoch hayovel? Say answer gemara shma mina davar shel minyan tzarich minyan achal atiro. So we see from here that when you have a davar shel minyan, you need a minyan achal atiro, and that's the only way it's matirit. V'chi teima hani mili b'dar raisa al b'drabanan. So what's wrong with those two sources? That would have been good enough. Why do we need the whole story with Kerem Revai that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had to be matir the isser of Kerem Revai, the isser of bringing the money of Kerem Revai, of being mechal the Kerem Revai and money? So v'chi teima hani mili b'dar raisa, because lest you think from these psukim that this is only true when we're dealing with the dar raisa al b'drabanan lo, but when the rabbanan make a takana, you don't need a minyan achal atiro. Tashma Kerem Revai. So I'll give you an example of a takanas chachamim where they insisted on a minyan achal atiro. V'ha Kerem Revai drabanan v'karm lekevar nimru alech chavrech v'tiru. Kerem Revai is drabanan, and nevertheless they were still matirit. So good, so that's how we see the tzarich minyan achal atiro. How do we get into the whole discussion of tzarich minyan achal atiro? Is because Rav Yosef wanted to suggest that even after the takanas Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, when now the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are really b'tara safik, it's not one kedusha, still the isser of the Beitza Shnol de Bezeh is going to be, the isser is still going to be there for an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, for the second day of Rosh Hashanah as well. Why? Because it was a takana, and you need a minyan achal atiro. We can't undo the takana that was originally made. So says Gemara, is that true? A beitza shnol de bezeh asur bezeh is a takana? It's a gezeira? It's something that they made it with the davar shel b'minyan? So Gemara is going to question this on two levels. First of all, v'chi teima beitza nami imnu ala Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai v'sharyua ki imnu ha'edus a beitza lo imnu. First of all, you could say, yeah, it was a davar shel b'minyan, but wasn't the whole point that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was misakein that now it's two separate days of Kedusha, and therefore he was misakein to undo the, meaning it was, they did have a minyan achal atiro. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and his Beis Din got together and were matir. They now made it 2 days of Kedusha. Isn't that the same as being matir the Beitza? So Gemara says, no, they were matir the Eidus. They were matir being makabel Eidus kol hayom. They were never matir the ramifications of that. They were never matir to actually make the kedusha a different type of kedusha, and therefore make the beitzah mutter. They were matir a specific din in edus. So then the Gemara questions again. Amle Abai, atu beitzah b'minyan mi avai? Was beitzah the isra of a beitzah shenolda on the first day of Rosh Hashanah to be used on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Was that a davar sh'minyan? A bezin got together one day and they said all eggs that are laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah should be asa on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't a davar sh'minyan. Beitzah be'edus talia milsa. It's a edus. It's a beitzah. Ishtari edus. Ishtari beitzah. But the reason that it was us is because we were relying on the edus. So if we were relying on the edus and we made a din that we stopped relying on the edus, that we now no longer accept Eidus min haMincha leMaila, and still both days are going to be Kodesh, so Mela the Beitzah became Aser, because that became one day of Kedusha. Once we bring the Eidus back and we're not going to observe both days of Kodesh, so Mela the Beitzah should be Mutter. There was never a Takana about a Beitzah. The Takana was about Eidus the whole time. So the Halach of the Beitzah should follow whatever the Halach of the Eidus is at any given point in history. So the Gemara leaves that. Rav Adar Rav Shalman Travayu Mibay Kalochis Amri They also agree with Rav Yosef that even after Takanas Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, a Beitzah is going to be Asur, but they say a different reason. Not because of Davar Sheminyan, because after all, we just pointed out, there never was a Davar Sheminyan on Beitzah. They never made a Takan about a Beitzah. So why should it still be Asur? My time, what was their logic? What was their reasoning? Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because soon the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. The Yomru, and next year, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, people are going to say, Ishtak Ed Milo Achal. That we remember that the chicken laid eggs on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we ate it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Then even after the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, people are going to want to do the same thing. And they're not going to realize that there's a difference. The Ishtak and Shtei Kedushos saying that the previous year there was two Kedushos, and that's why it was Mutter. But Vahashna Kedusha Achasi, but now it's all Kedusha Achas. So now it's going to be Aser. So says Gemara, okay. Ihachi Eidus Nami Lo Nekabel. So then we shouldn't be Mekabel Eidus either. Meaning we shouldn't have ever changed the dinim of Eidus. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say that we could be Mekabel Eidus Kol Hayom? He should have left the halacha the same, because my time, Mehiri Yabana Beis HaMikdash, because he should have been thinking ahead that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt very soon. V'yomru, and people are going to say, Ishtak and Milo Kabal Eidus HaKodesh Kol Hayom Kulo, Hashnami Nekabel. Shouldn't we have to be concerned that people next year, when we have a Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah, are going to say, oh, last year we were Mekabel Eidus the entire day, so we should still do the same? And they're not going to realize that, no, once you have a Beis HaMikdash, you don't do that anymore, because you have to worry about Niskal Kol Levi and Bashir, so we don't do that anymore. So why don't we make that takana? If you're going to make the takana, if you're going to assume that the halacha of the Beitzah is not going to change, why do we assume that the halacha of being Mekabel Eidus can change? So Gemara says, very big difference. Hachi Hashta, Hasam Eidus Mesrul Lebeizdin, Beitzah Lakol Masura. The halacha of being Mekabel Eidus is up to Beizdin. Beizdin, we figure, will be on their feet, will be on their toes enough to be able to figure out that this year is different than last year, and they're not going to make any mistakes about it. But a Beitzah Shenolda, any farmer that has a chicken has a Beitzah Shenolda. So you have to worry about what he's going to think about, how he's going to compare this year to last year. So that's why we're more concerned about the Beitzah and someone comparing this year to a previous year than we are about being Mekabel Eidus, which is only done by very great experts. Rava Amar Afni Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Ve'elech Beitzah Asura. Rava also agrees to Rabbi Yosef that even after Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the Beitzah is Asur. The Beitzah remains Asur. Why? Milo Moder Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Shimbo Edim in a Mincha Lamaila Shenogin Osa Yom Kodesh Lamachra Kodesh. That after all, isn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself moda that if Edim do come min haMincha leMaila, that we observe both days as Kodesh, meaning we still observe both days as Kodesh, even if we're Mekabel Eidus min haMincha leMaila, we're still going to observe both days as Kodesh. As Rashi points out, Avagav detikin Mekabel Eidus haKodesh kol hayom, lios mono lemoados min haRishon, his only takana was that we're still going to accept Edim very, very late in the day on the first day of Rosh Hashanah to declare that as the actual Rosh Hashanah, so that when we're counting toward Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and we're counting the calendar, that will be Aleph Tishrei. But we're still going to observe the second day, the next day, as Rosh Hashanah. We're still going to observe that second day as a day of Kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai didn't undo that. That still exists. So it turns out that what they had was, they observed Rosh Hashanah. Normally when you observe Yom Tov, to Yom Tov, let's say 2 days of Rosh Chodesh even, we observe 2 days of Rosh Chodesh because one day turned out not to be Rosh Chodesh. First day turned out to really be Lamed of the previous month. By Rosh Hashanah was different. Even if the first day turned out to be Aleph Tishrei, they still observed the next day as Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei and Beis Tishrei. It wasn't Lamed Elul and Aleph Tishrei. It was Aleph Tishrei and Beis Tishrei. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's Takana included. So of course it's Kedusha Achas, and therefore of course the Beitz is still going to be Aser even after Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. That's Rava's Shita. V'amar Rava, and Rava says, by the way, Hilchsa Kavase Derav Bahani Tlas Bein Lekula Bein Lechomer. Like we said, of Dalal and Beis. Now we wrap up the whole sugya because we now discussed all three of the dinim where Rav says something about two consecutive days of Kedusha, that the halacha is like Rav, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. It's interesting, the Rif says from our Gemara, from this last line of Rav, it's Muchach, that even Bnei Eretz Yisrael need to make 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because that's what they did, that even when they were Mekabel the Eidos, they still kept the next day as a Yom Kodesh. The Balamar is Cholik on the Rif and holds that in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah like other Yom Tovim, it should all be only Yom Echad. And he says, don't bring a Raya from Rava, because Rava was only talking about when they were Mekadesh al Piyariya. So they had a Suffolk in Eretz Yisrael when Rosh Hashanah was going to be, so they continued to observe the following days of Rosh Hashanah even after the Eidos came. But Biyameinu, they already have Seder Ibur al Piyachesbon, all of Eretz Yisrael is the din of a Beis Havad. There is no Suffolk B'Kedusha Sayom, and you only have to observe one day even on Rosh Hashanah. That's a major machlokas between the Bala Ma'or and the Rif, whether there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh or not. Okay, we'll stop there. There's also an interesting discussion about Shechiyanu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow.